जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वन चारे यमुना तीरा वन चारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वन चारे यमुना तीरा वन चारे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर वासदे गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Vallabha, Radha Vallabha Radhe. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe. Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra Devi. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, Jaya Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Nitai Gaura Hare Bol. Nitai Gaura Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Nitai Gaura Hare Bol. ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮನಂದಿ. ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದಾಯ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಾಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಸ್ತೋತರ ಅಭಯ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲಾ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ ಜೈ. ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಫೌಂಡರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಲಾ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ ಜೈ. ಶ್ರೀ 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 ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಬಲದೇ ಸುಭದ್ರಾ ಮಹಾರಾಣಿಗೆ ಜೈ. ಶ್ರೀ 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 ರಾಧಾ ಬಲ ಭಗವಾನಿಗೆ ಜೈ. ಶ್ರೀ 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 ಗೌರ್ಣ ತಾಯಿಗೆ ಜೈ. ಶ್ರೀ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಭಗವಾನಿಗೆ. ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್. ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gaurav. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 5th chapter, titled Prahlada, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu, verse number 5. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. Verse number, text number 5. Shri Prahlada Uvacha. Tat sadu manye suravarya dehinam. Tat sadu manye suravarya dehinam. ಸದಾ ಸಮುದಿಗ್ನಾದಿಯಾಂ ಅಸತ್ಗ್ರಹ. ಸದಾ ಸಮುದಿಗ್ನಾದಿಯಾಂ ಅಸತ್ಗ್ರಹ. ಇತ್ವಾತ್ಮಪಾತಂ ಗ್ರಗಮಂದಕೂಪಂ. ಇತ್ವಾತ್ಮಪಾತಂ ಗ್ರಗಮಂದಕೂಪಂ. ವನಂ ಗತೋ ಯದ್ದರಿಂ ಆಶ್ರತಯ. ವನಂ ಗತೋ ಯದ್ದರಿಂ ಆಶ್ರತಯ ಆಶ್ರತ. ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ಉವಾಚ. ತತ್ ಸಾಧು ಮನ್ಯೇ ಸುರವರ್ಯ ದೇಹಿನಾಂ. ತತ್ ಸಾಧು ಮನ್ಯೇ ಸುರವರ್ಯ ದೇಹಿನಾಂ. ಸದಾ ಸಮುದ್ವಿಗ್ನಾದಿಯಾಂ ಅಸದ್ಗ್ರಹಾದ್. ಸದಾ ಸಮುದ್ವಿಗ್ನಾದಿಯಾಂ ಅಸದ್ಗ್ರಹಾದ್. ಇತ್ವಾತ್ಮಪಾತಂ ಗ್ರಗಮಂದಕೂಪಂ. ಇತ್ವಾತ್ಮಪಾತಂ ಗ್ರಗಮಂದಕೂಪಂ. ವನಂ ಗತೋ ಯದ್ದರಿಂ ಆಶ್ರಯತ. ವನಂ ಗತೋ ಯದ್ದರಿಂ ಆಶ್ರಯತ. ಸದಾ ಸಂಯುಧಾದಿಯಮಸದ್ಗ್ರಹ. ಇತ್ವಾತ್ಮಪಾದಂ ಗ್ರಗಮಂದಕೂಪಂ. ವನಂ ಗತೋ ಯದ್ದರೇ ಮಾಶಯತ. ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ತತ್ ಸಾಧು ಮನ್ಯೇ ಸುರದೇವತೆಹಿನಾಂ. ಸದಾ 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 इत्वात्मपादं गृगमन्दकूपम् वनं गतो यत् हरिदेमाशि आश्रयत। तत्साधु मन्ये सूर्यवदेहिनां इत्वात्मपातं गृगमन्दकूपम् अमतो गताधरिम् आश्रयताम्। माताजी श्री प्रह्लाद उवाच तत्साधु मन्ये सुरवर्य देहिनां सदा संदिग्नदियमसदत्मपातं गृगमन्दकूपम् वसं गतो यशम् आश्रयत। श्रीप्रह्लाद उवाच तत्साधु मन्ये स्थित्वात्मपादं गृगमन्दकूपम् वनं गतो यं त्रिमाश्रयेत्। Okay, we'll see the word-to-word translation. Shri Prahlada Vacha. Prahlada Maharaj replied, that sadhu, very good or the best part of life. Manye, I think. Asuravarya, O king of the Asuras. Dehinam, of persons who have accepted the material body. Sada, always, samudvigna, full of anxieties, Dhyam, whose intelligence, asadgrahat, because of accepting the temporary body or bodily relationship as real. Hitva, giving up, atmapatam, the place where spiritual culture or self-realization is stopped. Griham, the bodily concept of life or household life. Antakupam, which is nothing but a blind well. Vanam, to the forest. Gatha, going. Yet, which. Harim, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ashrayata, may take shelter of. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Prahlada Maharaj replied, O best of the Asuras, king of the demons, as far as I have learnt from my spiritual master, any person who has accepted a temporary body and material household life is certainly embarrassed by anxiety because of having fallen in a dark well where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest, Vana. More clearly, one should go to Vrindavana, where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent, and should thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we'll repeat the translation responsively. Prahlada Maharaj replied, O best of the Asuras, king of the demons, as far as I have learned from my spiritual master, any person who has accepted a temporary body and temporary household life is certainly embarrassed by anxiety because of having fallen in a dark well where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest vana. More clearly, one should go to Vrindavana, where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent, and should thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay. Purport is about a page, but very good purport, and we are going to talk on this. So all of you, please attentively listen to this, what Srila Prabhupada is talking about. We are going to discuss on this purport effectively. Yeah. Purport: Hiranyakashipu thought that Prahlada, being nothing but a small boy with no actual experience, might reply with something pleasing but nothing practical. Prahlada Maharaja, however, being an exalted devotee, had acquired all the qualities of education. Yashyati Bhaktir Bhagavati Akinchana Sarvair Gunaistatra Samasati Suraha Harav Abhaktaksya Kuto Mahat Guna Mano Ratina Sati Dvavato Bhavi. One who has unflinching devotional faith in Krishna consistently manifests all the good qualities of Krishna and the demigods. However, he who has no devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no good qualification because he is engaged by mental concoction in the material existence, which is the external feature of the Lord. Bhagavatam 5.18.12. So-called educated philosophers and scientists who are simply on the mental platform cannot distinguish between what is actually sat, eternal, and what is asat, temporary. The Vedic injunction is asatoma, it should be satgamaya. It is jyoti. Everyone should give up the platform of temporary existence and approach the eternal platform. The soul is eternal, and the topics concerning the eternal soul are actually knowledge. Elsewhere it is said, apasyatam atma tattvam gragesu grahamedinam. Those who are attached to the bodily concept of life and who thus stick to the life as gragastha or householder on the platform of material sense enjoyment cannot see the welfare of the eternal soul. Prahlada Maharaja confirmed this by saying that if one wants success in life, he should immediately understand from the right sources what is self-interest, what his self-interest is, and how he should mold his life in spiritual consciousness. One should understand himself to be part and parcel of Krishna and thus completely take shelter of his lotus feet for the guaranteed spiritual progress. Spiritual success. Everyone in the material world is in the bodily conception, struggling hard for existence, life after life. Prahlada Maharaj, therefore recommended that to stop this material condition of repeated birth and death, one should go to the forest vana. In the Varnashrama system, one becomes a brahmachari, then a grahastha, a vanaprastha, and finally a sannyasi. Going to the forest means accepting vanaprastha life, which is between grahastha and sannyasa. As confirmed in the Vishnu Purana 3.8.9, Varnashrama Charavata Purishena Para Puman Vishnu Aradhya. By accepting the institution of Varna and Ashrama, one can very easily elevate himself to the platform of worshipping Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, if one remains in the bodily conception, one must rot within this material world, and his life will be a failure. Society must have divisions of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra, and for spiritual advancement, one must gradually develop as a Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasi. Prahlada Maharaj recommended that his father accept Vanaprastha life, because as Grahastha, he was becoming increasingly demoniac due to the bodily attachment. Prahlada recommended to his father that accepting Vanaprastha life would be better than going deeper and deeper into Grahamanda Kapkupam, the blind well of life as a Grahastha. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we therefore invite all the elderly persons of the world to come to Vrindavana and stay there in retired life, making advancement in spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Ena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Sapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Tadatiswa Padantikam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna. So, we put this verse into context. For those of you who are not attending the class every day, you should know what's going on. Yeah. Are you guys attending the class every day? Sort of. Okay. This is the fifth chapter. In the fourth chapter, towards the end of the fourth chapter, basically the last verse, Yudhishthir Maharaj is asking a question to Narada Muni. How come such an exalted devotee like Prahlad Maharaj is being harassed by his own father? Although Prahlad Maharaj was very respectful and well behaved, yet his father was harassing him. I could not understand this. Can you please elaborate why an affectionate father is harassing his innocent child? This was a question. So Narada Muni has to answer the question. So he's answering the question of Maharaj Yudhishthir in this chapter 5. He's going to explain. So if you start this chapter, if you see, the chapter starts with Narada Muni answering. So in this fifth chapter, we are on verse number 5. So let us see what's happening up to verse number 5. So what's happening is, in the text number 1,
Hiranyakashipu has accepted Sukracharya as the priest. And Sukracharya has got two sons, namely Sanda and Amarka. Yeah, two sons. And these two sons and Sukracharya were living next to the palace of Hiranyakashipu. And therefore, Hiranyakashipu decided to give education to Prahlad Maharaj through the sons of Sukracharya, who is called as? Okay. So, now, Prahlad Maharaj is going to the school run by the two sons of Sukracharya and is coming back for Easter vacation. Like all of you. When you come, then his father, Hiranyakashipu, was very much delighted. Yes, my son has come back. Okay? So, in the fourth verse, what's happening is, very affectionately, Hiranyakashipu takes his son and puts it on the lap. Oh, my son has come. Yeah? He's going to do PhD in material science. Did he do that? No. So, this son is my future. He's going to build up the demoniac race. He did not know what is the word coming out of Prahlad Maharaj. Not yet. So, my future, he is my son, is going to build the demonic empire. So, all glories to him. He sat on his lap affectionately. That was the fourth verse. And said, Prahlad, what did you learn? What did your teachers instruct you? What is the best education you have learned in your school? So, that concludes with verse number 4. Today is verse number 5, where Prahlad Maharaj is giving instruction for the first time. And his instruction was very strong. Strong, and you can say to some degree, it is rude also. Yeah? But why did he do that? Prahlad Maharaj is soft. He's a devotee. And is well behaved. Now his father has simply asked a question. Simple question. Hey, what are you learning at school? Are you really learning in Melbourne school? But what are you learning? For that, Prahlad Maharaj could have replied, isn't it? No, daddy. It's just they're talking about something. In fact, what's happened is, what's discussed on verse 3 and 4 is, these teachers, Sanda and Amarka, they were teaching politics and economics, political science, which Prahlad Maharaj was not at all interested. Because in this science, material science about politics and economics, always you have to favor someone and you have to disfavor someone. Or you have to be inimical towards someone and you have to be friendly towards someone. This kind of duality is there. Prahlad Maharaj did not like. So what did he like, Prahlad Maharaj? Yes, he wants to do Krishna consciousness. Always hearing and talking, chanting about Krishna. That's what he was interested. So that was it. And so when Hiranyakashipu asked, Prahlad Maharaj could have replied in a very polite manner. But why did he do that? His instruction. Because Hiranyakashipu was also very, very extremely rude in his behavior in treating the devotees of Krishna. He wants to kill Vishnu. Wherever Vishnu is there, kill. Whatever direction, kill Vishnu. So Prahlad Maharaj said, I want to always think of Vishnu all the time. You want to kill him. Therefore my instructions. As you are rude, my instruction will also be rude. In spiritual, in one sense you can say. But it conveys deeper meaning. That's what we are going to see today. Full of pregnant with meaning, this verse. And so, Hiranyakashipu was asking this. Yeah. Now, Prahlad Maharaj, what did he say? He's going to answer. He's already answered this question. Now, what did Hiranyakashipu feel when he heard this? His son is telling, please take retirement and go to the forest. Please do not work. It's okay. Take retirement and go to the forest. How did Hiranyakashipu feel that? Homeschooling is change the teachers. So, Hiranyakashipu thought, what is this? How rude is he telling me? Because a few years back, Hiranyakashipu did severe austerities for 100 celestial years to get this position, exalted position, almost equivalent to Brahma. Now, do you want me to give up this position and go to the forest? Very difficult. With great austerity I got this position. Why should I leave this? I want to enjoy this. That is the mood of Hiranyakashipu. So, this is what is happening now. And therefore, from this verse onwards, there is a conflict which is going on, which is going to happen between the father and the son due to different philosophies. One wants Krishna consciousness. One wants, the other wants material science. So both in two different directions. And therefore, there will be conflict. The conflict has just started. It's just triggered. We can see slowly, you know, it's going to rise up. Okay. Now, before we go into the essence of purport, which is really beautifully, I read a few times, the logic or the flow of this purport is wonderful, that we are going to discuss, okay? 8 points Srila Prabhupada is talking about. Really, you know, because I was preparing anyway, so the flow is, you know, it's going very nicely. We'll discuss that. Now, before we go into the purport, we are going to talk about laptop problems. Do any of you have got laptop? How old are you? Computer, but laptop. On your lap, on your top of the lap, you put the computer. That is laptop computer, no? You don't know that? You have got laptop? Children, have you got laptop? Huh? No. So, today we are going to discuss about laptop problems. So, we are not going to...
Device problem as well, iPad is also kind of laptop.
Okay, iPad. So, we are not going to talk Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah? We are going to talk about computers. Correct, guys? Okay? For a change, we'll talk about computers. Yes? Why always Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad Maharaj? Yes? We'll change the topic. Computers. Okay. What I meant by laptop problems is sitting on the lap, and so many stories are there in Srimad Bhagavatam where many persons, you know, many exalted persons, because of the sitting of the lap or denying from the lap, problems are created. So this laptop is a real serious topic in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah? So, what are some of the laptop problems? Yes. Problem, and then later on, what happens? Hiranyakashipu is killed on the lap of Narasingha Dev. Again, laptop. Yeah? Tit for tat, you know. You're talking, you're harassing my son, I will put on the top of my lap and I will tear you. That is there. Okay, good. What else? Chitraketu, very good, Sivya. I was wondering. Wonderful. Chitraketu Maharaj, what happened? Lord Parvati was sitting on the lap of Shiva. And Lord Shiva is giving Srimad Bhagavatam classes. Chitraketu Maharaj saw that and, you know, he was sarcastically laughing and passing on some comments. And for that, Chitraketu Maharaj was cursed. Just because of someone is laughing. Oh. Many people laugh in this when I'm giving Srimad Bhagavatam class. But if I take offense, what will happen? So, Chitraketu Maharaj did not mind. But Mother Parvati, yes. He cursed him to become a
demon
known as? Very good. Vitrasura. And then eventually, he went back to Godhead. See all the laptops, problems. Then actually it will lead to back to Godhead. Yeah? Then what is another one?
Dhruva.
Yes. Dhruva Maharaj. He wants to sit on the top of a lap of his father. Again laptop. But what happened? His stepmother Surichi said, no, not possible. You worship Lord Vishnu. And at the next birth, you come into my womb as my son, and then you can sit. And Dhruva Maharaj got angry. So what did he do? He later on followed the instruction of Narada Muni, and he did severe austerities for 6 months, had darshan of the Lord, and then it ended up that he also got a planet, Dhruva. See, all this leading to good solutions, yeah? So laptop is good. This is all leading to successful destinations. Yes, Prabhu? Okay. Any more? I think Mahabharata also, isn't it, Prabhu? You can. Mahabharata, who challenged Draupadi to sit on? Duryodhana challenged. So therefore, Duryodhana thigh was torn apart by? This is again a laptop problem. So we have to be very careful. So therefore, we have to be very careful with our lab. We should not keep computer. We should only keep? Then it's no problem. Otherwise, problem. Laptop problems. Okay? That's why we are learning Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay? Alright. We move into the purport. Yeah? All of you ready? Questions will be there. You have to answer. Yes? Okay. Prabhupada, he starts by saying that one who's attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and who does devotional service develop all good qualities. Whereas a person who is doing materialistic activity, not devoted to Krishna, will develop not good qualities because he is acting on what? What does Srila Prabhupada use the word? Mental concoction. Because material world means Maya, mental, everything is, you know, mental concoction. And therefore, he is not going to develop good habits. On the contrary, a person who is situated on the spiritual platform, he gets good, he develops good qualities. This is the first point Srila Prabhupada is saying. And also, he gives an example. What example does he give? In referring that, how a person, a materialistic person, does not develop good qualities. What example is Srila Prabhupada giving? You can refer to the purport. It's open. It's an open book assignment. Yeah? He's giving, guys, no purport. What is he saying? He's saying that educated philosophers, this is the purport, educated philosophers and scientists, they're on the mental platform. They're not taking up Krishna consciousness. And therefore, they're unable to differentiate between Sat and Asat. This is intelligence, okay? Srimad Bhagavatam says, intelligence means one should be able to differentiate between temporary and permanent. Very important. Temporary existence versus permanent existence. So for that, all the All we see in this material world is temporary in nature, constantly changing. Yeah? The weather is changing, especially in Melbourne, 3 to 4 times in a day. Weather is changing. Trees are changing. Climate, our buildings are changing. Body is changing. Our jobs are changing. Everything is changing. Change is a only permanent thing in the material world. Yeah, everything else is temporary. So constantly changing. But in the spiritual world, no changes. Everything is absolute. What do you mean by absolute?
Perfect.
Perfect. Any other words? Absolute. What do you mean by that? Unchanging. Yeah? For example, in the spiritual world, the name and the object, both are the same. There's no difference between the name and the object and the substance. For example, now, if I'm feeling thirsty, if I say water, 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 no one is bringing water, and if I'm not tasting water, Hemant, you can have your Bhagavatam later. This is one Bhagavatam is running. Although we are doing Srimad Bhagavatam, you know what you call? Question and answer. Please, you can have a little bit later. Yes? So water, water, water will not stop my quench. I have to sip water. But in the spiritual world, say for example, I am in Goloka. And if I say water, my taste is gone. How is it? Absolute platform. The name and the object are the same. There's no difference in the spiritual world. And therefore, when you say Krishna, the name and the person Krishna, there is no difference. Because this name is coming from the spiritual world. It is not produced in the material world. The sound, it may look like a material sound, but it's transcendental vibration. Yeah, it's coming from the spiritual world. This Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. It's coming from the spiritual world. And therefore the name and the person, there's no difference. So, the intelligent person differentiates between sat and asat, okay? Temporary and permanent. So, that's the first point Srila Prabhupada is saying. Then, he very nicely moves on to the second point. What does he say? He said, how do you know when you talked about sat and asat? We know asat because we are in the middle world from time immemorial. No one has to teach us. We are expert masters. But sat, reality, how do we know? We do not know. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada in the next sentence, what does he say? In the Vedic injunction, he says, Vedic injunction is asatoma sadgamaya. So, from darkness come to light. Or from asat come to sat. Asatoma sadgamaya. From asat come to sat. See? That is what Vedic life is always saying. This one. Move from asat to sat. Move from body to soul. Move from matter to spirit. That is what the Vedic science is always saying. Vedic science is not talking about computer language. It's not talking about web design. Not payroll structure. What does he talk? Vedic injunction or all the Vedas, Vedic scriptures. What does it say? What does it say? He tells us that you are embodied, therefore you should move from body to soul. This is your direction. Because you are in darkness. You have not seen light. If you want to see the light, move, do a transfer. From darkness to light. And that is from asat to sat. So that is what Srila Prabhupada is saying in the next point. Then, Srila Prabhupada is also saying about this point that if someone is not moving, if someone is determined, no, I do not want to move from asat to sat. I want to remain in asat. I want to remain in the temporary existence. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada is saying this sentence. What does he say? Yes. Yeah. Please refer to the purport. Purport. What does he say? Apasyatam atma tattvam gragesu gragamedinam. This is Srila Prabhupada discussed elsewhere, he's saying, but actually he has said in second canto, first chapter, second verse. He's using that. In that purport, Srila Prabhupada is talking about two classes of householders. What is the two classes of householders? Gragamedi. So here he talks about Gragamedi. Because a Gragastha, there's a difference between Gragastha and Gragamedi, right? So who is a Gragastha and who is a Gragamedi? What's the meaning of Medi? Medi means jealous of others. So what is a Gragamedi? Yes, correct. And so therefore, who are they?
They are the ones who try to acquire things based on, you know, other people have so many.
Correct. So before I could say for myself that I was a Gragamedi, slowly moving to Gragastha. Yeah? So Gragamedi means one who is not open to, or one who is blind to spiritual realization. I do not want to know about God. There is no, everything is matter. This is Gragamedi. Blind to self-realization. No, I don't believe. I don't trust. Come on, this is my life. I'm going for a job. I'm getting Australian dollars. I'll build my house. You cannot say now because all the builders are going bankrupt. I'll buy my house. Before people used to say, I'll buy a land and I'll build a house, nice house. Now I'll say, no, I'll buy a property because builders are running away. So one who's not open to Krishna consciousness, one who doesn't want to know, move from matter to spirit, they are Gragamedis. But Gragastha is the one who keeps Krishna in the center. He may not be really attached to Krishna, the process has begun, but keeping Krishna in the center, Gragastha. Okay, so he's adding that point. So if he says that, if you Vedic injunction says you have to move from asat to sat, but if you do not want to move from asat to sat, then you remain in asat. That means you remain as a materialistic person, and therefore what you said is correct, Prabhu. Therefore anxiety starts, because the more one is attached to the material world activities, the more anxiety one feels. It is true. Yes? So much of anxiety just to get some money. So much of anxiety. So much of anxiety. So much of anxiety. That's because of attachment to the material. So we are not saying you don't do that. You do that. At the same time, side by side, Krishna consciousness should also go on. This is intelligence. Not only money. Then gradually one will come to the level which Srila Prabhupada is going to discuss very shortly. Got this point? How the point is continuing? And therefore, the Gragamedi, their interest, self-interest is not Vishnu. Swartha Gatim Hi Vishnu. Their self-interest is not Vishnu. What is a self-interest? Again he says in the purport. What is the self-interest? The self-interest is topics of subject matter such as political, social, economics, economical. That is what they discuss. See, instead of coming to Bhagavatam and discussing about the activities of Krishna, activities of the pure devotee, exalted devotee of Krishna, who is Prahlad Maharaj, what do they do? In the morning, they look at the newspaper. Which property I can buy? Where I can invest my money? Which school I can send my children so that he is going to earn twice as much as I earn? What do you call this? Political, economical, all this. This is a discussion. Early morning, we open the Bhagavatam book, they open the financial subject, whatever may. They're different. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada says that they will not have, their self-interest is not Swartha Gatim Hi Vishnu. It's not Vishnu. It is material, money, money, money. Okay. Then, moving to the next point, Srila Prabhupada is advising. What is advising? That's what I said. How nicely is connecting, okay? He says, this point. So, by saying that if one wants success in life, he should immediately understand from the right sources what is his self-interest and how he should mold his life in Krishna consciousness or spiritual consciousness. See? If you want success, Srila Prabhupada says, success. Everyone wants success. Material success is there, spiritual success is there. But the real success is developing divine consciousness, spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. That is a success in life, Srila Prabhupada is saying. That's the next point. Yeah? Then he says, why many people are not taking that? Although I know that the success in life is spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. But why I am not interested in Krishna consciousness? Srila Prabhupada is giving an answer too. So that's why I said, very nicely written, this purport. So he's giving an answer. What's the answer he's giving? Anyone? The next line, he says, everyone in the material world is in the bodily conception, struggling hard for existence, life after life. So which verse in Bhagavad Gita is talking about it? Mamai Vamsa Jeeva Loki. Struggling, you know, for existence. With the six senses, we are struggling hard for our existence. Why? Because we have to satisfy our senses. If the senses are not satisfied, the mind is not happy. And therefore, we have to satisfy our senses. Why the mind is not happy? Why the mind wants sense gratification? Because that's the food of the mind. The food of the soul is the food of the soul is service to Krishna. In the same way, the food of the mind is material pleasure. I want to see, I want to hear, I want to do something. This. So always we are giving food to the mind. We are not giving food to the soul. Material pleasure the mind wants. So therefore, in the sixth chapter, Krishna says, when you control the mind, it's a best friend. If you do not control, worst enemy. Therefore, do not degrade the mind. Don't go to the mode of passion, ignorance. Just upgrade the mind to mode of goodness and transcendental. We are upgrading our computer. We are upgrading our kitchen. We are upgrading our bathroom. But we are not upgrading our mind. Correct? This is our problem. See? Everything we are upgrading. But mind, we will degrade. That's what we are doing. So Krishna is giving a solution again in chapter 6. Upgrade the mind. Don't degrade the mind. Yeah? For that you have to go up, not down. Okay. So he's giving. So Prahlad Maharaj therefore Prahlad Maharaj is recommending to his father. That's what Srila Prabhupada is saying, that to stop the material condition of repeated birth and death and go to the forest. As long as one is attached to the material life, one cannot get renounced. One cannot get detachment. And therefore go to the forest, he's saying. Renounce your position. Don't become the controller of the universe. renounce and go to the forest. Heavy. A 5-year-old boy is giving a very heavy statement to his father to renounce. Okay? And therefore, in the next paragraph, what is Srila Prabhupada is talking? He's talking about Varnashrama Dharma. Why? Why is he talking about Varnashrama Dharma? Because he talked about Vedic injunction. In the Vedic injunction, he's asked us to move, or the Vedic injunction gives us a direction to move from Asat to Sat. And therefore, he says, on one side, the Vedic injunction is telling you, on the other side is also giving you the instructions or directions to go. And that direction is in the form of Varnashrama Dharma. What does it say? Varnashrama Dharma means gradually you satisfy your material desire. Because we've got a body. We've got a mind, intelligence, false ego. So gradually you satisfy your mind, your material desire, not mind, your material desires, and take up this Varnashrama Dharma, so that what happens is eventually you come to a state where you will be renounced. And that system, Varnashrama system, is created by Krishna. Yes. What is the system? Brahmachari. When you are a brahmachari, you have to... Hemant, are you a brahmachari or a grahastha? What are you? Vanaprastha? Or a sannyasi? No, I'm just asking you. Who are you? You don't know? Do you teach your brother or no? He says he doesn't know. You are brahmachari, okay? You are a student. Okay? Brahma, you are all student, correct? So your student life, you have to study nicely. That is your job. That is your prescribed duties. So after you study, then maybe when you get 25 or whatever maybe, you decide, yes, I want to continue in devotion service, yeah, without getting married, or I want to get married. That is grahastha. You choose your partner. Yes, for me, I want a support so that my wife will cook nicely and I can chant nicely. And then I can continue with Krishna consciousness. Yeah? So you have to decide, moving forward, whether I want to get married or not. So that is grahastha ashram. That is what is said. So in the Varnashrama Dharma, a student gradually becomes a grahastha. And then what happened? You cannot live till the death, you know, husband and wife as together. So those days I'm talking, not now. Those days, and therefore what happens, after about 50 years, 50 plus years, the man renounces his duties, gives it to the children, and then he goes to the forest, vana. And then what happens? After some time, he takes sannyasa, because there is detachment. So what happens? From brahmachari, he's moving to sannyasi. Sannyasi life. So gradually is moving and the detachment takes place. That is what the Vedic injunction is saying. Move from body to soul. Matter to spirit. So in that way, what happens? This system is built by Krishna. So gradually once get renounced, and then sannyasi means complete dedication. And the end of the lifetime, one goes back to Godhead. But now, there are no forests to go. Because all the forests, you know, they're destroyed. So therefore, Prabhupada says in the purport, what does he say? If you listen carefully, if you study carefully, what did Srila Prabhupada says? The forest. What is the forest?
Vrindavan.
So, you retire your life, and rather than going to Amazon forest, where it is continuously raining, you go to Vrindavan forest. There, you will get Krishna consciousness. And then what happens? We are going to die eventually. Yeah? We can't be thinking like Hiranyakashipu. Yeah? Although I got a material body, yet I want to be immortal. This is incompatible situation. Hiranyakashipu, yeah? Incompatible. We have to die, but he wants to be immortal on this in this material body. So, by going to Vrindavan and following Krishna consciousness, what happens? One develops an attachment for Krishna and he can go back to Godhead. Why? Why is Srila Prabhupada suggesting that? Retirement and go to Vrindavan. Because all of us, we have got a dormant Krishna consciousness in our heart, in ourselves. Dormant, you know, it's lying there. It is inactive. All of us, our Krishna consciousness is inactive. And we have to ignite that. Yeah? But right now it is covered because of a material desire. We will come, but in the mind we say, I want laptop. I want a house. I want a house in Albert Park. All this. So therefore the material desire covers the dormant
love
which we have got for Krishna. It covers. So we have to purify. So that's it. It's the whole process. So our whole process is purification from the material contamination. And how do we purify that? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That is purification. But still we have got a material designation. I am a man. I am a woman. Yeah? I am a premier. All this is there. How does it go?
Temple president.
Whatever may be, you know. We have got all this. Cell, Bhakti Vriksha, cell leader. Yeah? We have got upadhis. How does it go? Again, Vedic injunction is saying, what does it say, Prabhu? The famous one. Sarvopadhi vinirmuktam tat paratvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhaktir uchyate. Uttama is for pure devotion service. Anya abhilashita sinyam is uttama, but devotion service is uchyate. The highest, yeah, is devotion service. How? When you do devotional service with your senses to Krishna, your whole designation is changing. See? If you want to change your designation, then what you should do? You have to take up the devotion service. By doing automatically devotion service, all your upadhis will go away. This is what is said. And therefore, what we should do is, we should not only chant Krishna's name for purification. We should also do devotional service with our senses. With the subtle body, we are engaging in chanting mind. But what you are doing with a gross body, so we must do some service to Radha Ballabha. Otherwise, it's not worth it. With the gross body, we must do service. With the subtle body, again, chanting and reading. This is, has to be there, purified. Otherwise, what happens? Your gross body will be still not purified. So service to Krishna must be done at any cost. Let it be any service. Yes, very important for us. So, concluding, yeah? So Srila Prabhupada says, Vrindavan. So in Vrindavan, we are always thinking of Krishna. And therefore, one need not have to go to Vanaprastha. One need not have to take Vanaprastha. Because in Vrindavan, when you are there, you are always thinking of Krishna. Always chanting. And therefore, you are already purified. So, the advice given by Prahlad Maharaj to his father, is it only for his father or it is for all of us? How do we take it? Yes, all of us. So that is why Prahlad Maharaj is very extreme in giving this information. Although this is the first time Prahlad Maharaj is talking to his father, first time, and the reply was quite strong. Yeah? Okay, so bearing in mind that this advice is for all of us, yeah, that we must take up Krishna consciousness seriously and we should move from asats to sat, as explained by Srila Prabhupada in the purport. Okay, so we will stop here and we'll see if there is any questions, comments, reflections on what we have heard so far. Yes, Prabhu. If someone can give the mic. That helps. So probably you should give Srimad Bhagavatam class in the future. Yeah? It helps. Sivya, I was looking at your hands. Your hands is going up. Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu, I think.
You mentioned before about how there's no difference in the spiritual world. For example, you used water. There's no difference from the name and the water itself. I don't understand that. Is there any way you could help me understand that a bit easier?
Everything is conscious in the spiritual world. Here, there is duality, right? There is matter, there is spirit. Duality. One is not moving, other one is moving. For example, this is not moving, but I am moving. This duality. But in the spiritual world, everything is conscious. Krishna's flute is conscious. The pillar is conscious in the spiritual world. It will talk to Krishna and it will move. When Krishna is coming fast, the pillar will move. Tree will bend. Of course, tree is a person. Like that. So, everything is conscious. There's no difference. But in the material world, we have to deal with matter. And as such, you know, because of a previous conditioning, we are attached to matter. Because of the default setting, you know, in the previous birth, there's so much attached to matter, everything is stored in the mind, and this birth, we have to clean our mind. So we cannot understand, very difficult. So this purification has to happen for us. Is that okay, Prabhu?
Yes.
Because everything is conscious, you know, there's no difference, Prabhu. Because there is a difference here, and we cannot relate. The soul is eternal, but we are dealing with the matter, so it's incompatible situation. We are trying to enjoy the soul as with matter, so incompatible situation. The soul cannot enjoy matter. Hare Krishna. Prabhu, simple question.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanat Pranam. Thank you for such a wonderful class, giving so many examples.
I've got two questions.
Why? Then others will not hear.
Hare Krishna. So I've got two questions. First is, in Prahlad Maharaj's
pastimes, we see that he's a very intelligent boy, like you said. But he was born of Hiranyakashipu, who was actually Jayavijaya. And then Narada Muni also comes and gives him all the knowledge. So, is there any pastimes? Because for a person to be born in a family, I mean, even though Hiranyakashipu is a demon, but that is just a role play. So to get Narayani as a spiritual master in the womb of one's womb, what is the pastime that Prahlad Maharaj has got this Sukriti of remembering Krishna's or name of Vishnu or the Hare? So that's the first question. And the second question is, in the Purport, where Prabhupada has written more clearly, one should go to Vrindavan, where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent and should thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when I read the meanings, there is no word which says, it just says forest. In the translation, there is no word which says Vrindavan or Krishna consciousness. So, anybody else could have interpreted it in a very different way. So, how do you explain this?
Prabhu, the first question is, Prahlad Maharaj is not only a sadhana siddha, practicing under Narada Muni, he is also Nidya Siddha, Nitya Siddha and Kripa Siddha also, because he got mercy from all the three, Prahlad Maharaj. Very unique position. Yeah? Prahlad Maharaj is a Nitya Siddha and Sadhana Siddha and Kripa Siddha also, all the three. Very unique combination. A person can be either Kripa Siddha or Nitya Siddha or one of these. But in this Prahlad Maharaj, he's got all the three. It is said that, you know, in Narasimha Purana, that Prahlad Maharaj was also a doorkeeper. His name was Samukha, something like that. Once when the demigods came, there was some issue and all that. So you have to read that, you know, that's based on my, you know, he was also a doorkeeper, like, you know, Jaya and Vijay. Yeah? So, but there's a pastime of the Lord, because in Nidya Siddha, yeah? Narasimha Purana. So he is also a doorkeeper. But at that time, the four Kumaras did not come. Some demigods came. See, you have to understand that Lord Vishnu has got seven doors to Vaikuntha. The Jaya and Vijay, they stopped him on the seventh gate. So all the six gates they go through. So it's very complicated. It's not like, you know, that one door like that, you know. It's a very multi-complex, multi-dimension, Prabhu, spiritual world. Yeah? Just to give an idea. Okay? Now, second thing is, Srila Prabhupada as an Acharya, he can do that. I cannot do, you cannot do. The translation. So, because he is being the founder Acharya of ISKCON, he has done some substitutes and all that, you know. For example, even in the Bhagavad Gita, you can say, Karma Yoga, Krishna talks about Krishna consciousness, Bhakti Yoga, like that. Because he wants, the goal is higher. He wants, just by reading, someone who reads this verse, they will come to know, so they will understand, okay, in Krishna consciousness, therefore we invite all the people to come to Vrindavana. So they will say, people who do not know Vrindavana, Western people, they will inquire, they will go, like that, you know, they develop an inclination. Although it is not there, yeah, Srila Prabhupada adds whatever is favorable for Krishna consciousness, so that the whole mass of people is attracted. That's, you know, the story behind. It's not that, you know, is concocting or anything. It's a higher vision, Prabhu. That's my understanding. But as a founder Acharya, he can do. He's got the power to do. Yes? Anyone wants, yeah? Mike, Prabhu, Mahat.
Hare Krishna Srinivasu.
Prabhu, you have to go to the spiritual world to make it conscious.
It has come now.
Yes, yes.
Thank you very much for a wonderful class and a wonderful analysis of the whole purport.
My question is, how to increase our love for Mother Sita Krishna? We are doing deity worship, we are doing bhagavatam, we are doing all the five principles. So, to give you a realization, how to increase our love
for Krishna,
deep love, so that we stay
go to Krishna.
Thank you.
Our process is a contagious process. So you associate with whom they have got more love for Krishna. Those who are, you know, got immense love for Krishna, you associate, read the pastimes, serve them, you know, that's the only way, connection, whatever you can connect. See, you can connect to Prahlad Maharaj by reading. You connect to Srila Prabhupada by reading. You can serve gurus and, you know, very elevated personalities, yeah, serve them personally. So, for example, when Bhanuswami Maharaj came and all that, we can serve him. Elevated personalities, highly elevated consciousness, yeah, we can serve them. An example, like that. Then what happens? It is like Burjan Prabhu gives an example, okay? What he says is, in Vrindavan Prabhu, Hemant, have you been to Vrindavan? Yes. Vrindavan, they will ride bicycle, correct? Most of them, cycle. What is the speed of the cycle, bicycle? Not Australia, they go at 6. Sometimes in Australia, a bike fellow is overtaking my car. I'm going at 60 in the beach road. He's going faster than me. So that is different. In India, I'm talking. What's the speed of a cyclist? Yeah, 10 to 15, like that. Very slow, you know, very slow. In Vrindavan, the cyclist will be going at 10 or 20. Then they see a tempo coming. So what they do? They catch the tempo. And then the tempo is going at 60 kilometers. Then what is the speed of the cyclist? A cyclist normally cannot even go beyond 20. Just by the support of a van or a tempo, he's going at 60 kilometers. In the same way, my speed in Krishna consciousness is 10 kilometers. Bhanuswami Maharaj is going at 85 or 105. Over speeding. Bhanu Maharaj is over speeding. So what I do, what we have to do? Catch his car. So we can also go for some time. And then we'll leave. That's the problem with us. We have to constantly catch. Yeah? That's the way, Prabhu. Sivya, yeah. But Mike Prabhu, we have to rectify the Mike Prabhu. Why, you know? Okay, hey, Hemant, give the mic to Sivya and then get back. You have to be a runner, okay? Quick, okay.
Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class. Prabhuji, you mentioned how Prahlad Maharaj answered Hiranyakashipu's question and then he became upset and then the conflict started. So I'd like to ask, so then why did, like, I've heard Srila Prabhupada say we should preach according to the time, place and circumstances. So then why did Prahlad Maharaj immediately give high platform knowledge? He could have maybe given some prasadam and then shown the form of the Lord and then told him the knowledge.
Amen. There is no direct answer to that question. But what probably Prahlad Maharaj is doing is the first time he's talking, right? So he wants to study his father and see what he's up to. Yeah? Because first time, actually, Hiranyakashipu, in one sense, he got a little bit angry, but not very angry. So if you see the storyline continuing, if you see more classes, what's happening is, Prahlad Maharaj again said, he called the teachers. He said, what's going on? You teachers, you're not teaching. Some Vaishnava is interfering. And, you know, they're giving some classes. They're attending some Srimad Bhagavatam classes. Make sure that, you know, don't attend Srimad Bhagavatam. Only, you know, other material subjects. So take them, teach them and come back. So after some time, again he comes back and sits, you know. And then again this time he asks. At that time, you know what Prahlad Maharaj is saying? Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Hiranyakashipu, that time he got really angry. And then slowly it builds up, you know. So probably Prahlad Maharaj is a preacher. He's a heavy preacher also, Prahlad Maharaj. So when preachers sit on the Vyasasana, you know, when Srila Prabhupada sits on the Vyasasana, he's like a lion. He just go like this. And then once Srila Prabhupada finishes the class, he'll be like a soft, like a cat, you know. Hare Krishna. But on the throne, he will be like a lion. He will just smash everything. Mayavadi, everything flash. So a preacher, being a preacher now, he got a chance. So he said, come on, let me try with my dad, you know, and slash him out. But eventually, probably that could be another side of it, which I could not. Yes, Prabhu, you. Yes, yes. Hemant, gone. Huh?
Run, means he ran out of
Hare Krishna. Actually, it's a wonderful question. This question was asked in Chopati temple to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. And so I still remember, so I'm just speaking what Maharaj said in that class. So Maharaj said that Narad Muni has one unique quality, and that unique quality is that he wants the incarnation of Lord to happen very fast. So like what he did was, in Krishna's pastime, he actually deviated the mind of Kamsa that you don't have to kill the eighth child, you kill every child. Because the when the children are killed faster, the mother is at that point of time very fertile to produce more babies, and he wanted the Krishna's incarnation to come faster. So similarly, Narad Muni gave all the knowledge to Prahlad, and he basically instigated Prahlad that you should always be truthful, no matter what. Because Narad Muni wanted the advent of Narasimha Dev to happen very fast. And he knew the only person who could trigger him was Prahlad, your own son. So that's the understanding that Maharaj gave, that that's why he did not do it in time, place and circumstances, because the goal was higher. The goal was for Narasimha to come.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, as you mentioned that mental concoction, so what is that? If you can explain, because I often hear this, and if you can explain it through examples, Prabhu. A simple question, sir.
Mental concoction, Prabhu, the mind, you know, it is said that the psychologists, they say, in a typical day, you know, a mind is producing anywhere between 500 to 50,000 thoughts. It generates a thought. That's the nature of the mind. And then some thoughts may be favorable for us, but most of the time, 90% of the thoughts are unfavorable only. What of the mind? And the mind tells us, go there, do there, go and see that thing, you know, check it out, see what is there and all that. So that is not favorable. That is concoction. The mind, material things. Whenever the mind thinks or mind tells us something, it tells us to enjoy, yeah, and to get more attached to the material nature. That is concoction. But one should listen to the instruction of the super soul. But the instruction of the super soul will not stop until the instruction of the mind stops. The instruction of the mind will stop only by chanting, gradually. And then the super soul, Lord, will give direction. As long as the super soul, we are not able to listen to the super soul, the mind concoction will be there. The mind will say, do this, go and see the movie, check it out, all this will do. So that is why the materialistic people are always more materialistic. Because the mind is always telling them to go. But we should listen to the instruction of the super soul. As Krishna as a super soul will guide. That will stop only by devotion service, chanting, doing, you know, various other activities. Okay, Prabhu? In short. Yeah? That is what. So what it means is, mind instructions most of the time may be defective. It gives us material things to do. So we have to have a strong spiritual intelligence. Intelligence means to differentiate, Prabhu. Yeah? Oh, mind is telling us to go for the movie. Okay, don't want. You know? Then, by reading scriptures, your intelligence becomes stronger. Firm. Like that. Yeah? Okay. Hare Krishna, we'll stop here. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam.